Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Woo! You know what you did, Indy. You know what you did to make Alex angry / sad.
I'm more sad than angry, honestly.
I'm upset for a bit.
I'm really upset.
What's wrong? What's bothering you today?
I am not kidding you that when I read this story the other day, I was laying out by my pool, relaxing, sucking on some pretzel rods.
Which is gross.
My favorite
Did she send you a text? She sent me like a DM, yeah. And I was like, what the F is this?
She sent it to me too, and I almost gagged.
I suck off the skin of the pretzel to leave the bone.
I blocked you. I'm sorry. Okay.
Anyway, that's a whole nother story for another day. But I was enjoying my pretzel rod when I saw this on Facebook from IndyStar. And I seriously, I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm not being dramatic. I actually started crying because it just upset me so much. So there's this guy who lives in Broad Ripple by you guys. His name is Tom Woodard.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Woodard.
You don't know him.
Oh, me and Tom are boys. So we hang out, talk politics.
He installed a little free library. Do you know what little free libraries
yes,
are?
Yes, those are the coolest things. People like put them outside. Usually they're secured, so even if it rains or something, the books are there. And it's kind of like, I believe it's like you can take a book, return it if you want to, kind of like that, right?
Yes. So he built a little small library on his front lawn, and he had started this a few years ago in 2015. It's a house-shaped box with a big glass door, had a bell on the roof. It was perfectly situated near an Indigo bus stop at 40th and Illinois.
Oh. So a lot of people could take advantage of that.
It was a busy intersection. He said people would honk and wave at him when he would put new books in there. I just get so emotional. I get really
like,
upset.
What up, Mr. Bookman?
Well, last month, vandals destroyed the library and all the one book at a time that he's been doing.
No!
So he said, and it was not hit by a car. He said it would have taken human beings or a machine to physically pull it out of the ground. He returned home. This is on June 27th. Found the box emptied. So all the books were gone. The whole cabinet thing had been ripped out of the ground and uprooted. He said that they tore off the door. They knocked off the little bell inside. The books were gone. The damaged pieces were gone too. He said, this is literally his quote, "I wanted to do something nice. I didn't want to do anything provocative." And dang it, Tom! Tom with an H-T-H-O-M. That just wrecked me. I don't understand this.
I'm not crying, but that really makes me, like, you cry. It pisses me off. This guy, it's work to build these things, even if you buy one. But I think he built it, like you said, put it in the ground, stock it with his own books. He didn't get these for free. Like, he bought them himself. Like, why would you destroy that? What do you have against reading? If you can't read, there's classes people will teach you. But why, of all things, would people destroy that?
So, you know, the concept with these little libraries is simple, little free libraries. If you like a book, you take it. There's no due dates. There's no late fees. Bring it back later or not. There's no, like, if you don't bring the book back, you should, because it's, like, you know, nice to do. But if you ended up keeping the book, like, no one's going to come after you or anything. He estimated that he has given away more than 3,000 books through his little library.
Dang.
He says he doesn't even know how much money he spent over the years to stock up on these books at outlet stores, garage sales, and area bookshops. He said children's books never stayed in the box for long. He said it was a real pleasure to see a child open the door and grab a book. I mean, this is somebody out of their own pocket who is willing to spend all this money to do something good for the community, and you turd on a sticks.
Turd burglars. Literally a turd burglar.
Came and just in absolutely ruined something that was doing something so good for our community, and I feel so bad for Tom, and I just wanted to say on the air that if anyone would like to start a GoFundMe for Tom, because he said, you know, I already have had people come and vandalize it without ripping it out of the ground. Now it's been fully ripped out of the ground. He's like, how many of these little libraries am I supposed to build? He said, I can replenish books every day, but I can't just straight up build a little library every day when I get home from work. And I don't blame him for that. So he feels defeated. And I just wanted to say, if someone wants to start a GoFundMe, I would be more that knows him, because I don't know him, so we can make sure the money gets to him. Then I would be more than happy to share it on all my social media, on the radio station social media. We'll get him some money to build a new one.
But he's not
going
to.
Well, maybe he will if he doesn't have to do this out of his own pocket. And I will contribute money towards that. But personally, I just feel so bad for Tom, and I just wanted to say justice for Tom. the Willfrey Library.
They broke Tom's spirit, which you can't GoFundMe that.
I know, aww. And that's why I'm so freaking sad, because Tom is the real MVP. He's a goat. And so can everybody just please think about Tom today as you start your day? And maybe we could have some other people that are inspired, and we'll start more Little Free Libraries all over the city.
Yeah, if we start more, like Alex mentioned, hit us up, Joe and Alex. Show, send us a DM. If you have one, you're willing to share your location, we could tell people, hey, check out this one too. But thanks for sharing that about Tom. I feel so bummed out. There's always
so sad.
But you can't. We can be mad. We can be sad. But we've got to get up and we've got to move on and we got to do our thing. You know
he
what I mean?
Said, like, I just wanted to do something nice.
Good morning. Is this Tom?
No, it's not. Well, I drive by that box almost every day, and I've seen people, I mean, people really truly do use it. I've seen them like use that box, and my heart breaks for him. I hate that it's missing from the neighborhood now. And I'm a local general contractor, and I'd like to try to help out if there's something that we can do. So if I can leave some information with somebody, and you
yes.
guys can contact me, you should
yes.
hear from him.
Hang
okay.
on, live the web girl, get all your information, and
you
there's
know
no guarantee, but this might be the start of something.
Here's the solution. We build a little free library that has like an
yeah.
alarm system.
And an armed guard.
And
yes.
an armed guard.
And like, yeah, you come on by, you want to mess with it? Brah.
Yeah, let's try to see if we can pass your information along. Thank you so
okay.
much. Yay!
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey guys, I got her on hold right now. Do you think she's the one that vandalized it?
No, she's trying to help. Don't ruin
know.
This for us,
she's
Joe.
She's kind of like, I'm locally in the area. I'm bothered by it too. Secretly, she took it down.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here with that.